Well, the family, Lee, and I know you just had this in the news, of the Idaho murder victims, actually some of the families, outraged to be informed in an email just a few weeks before the trial for Brian Koberger. Yeah, we gave him a plea deal. Yeah. Four life sentences. Now, the good thing is he'd have to agree to without the possibility of parole. He cannot ever seek parole. So that's at least good news. But it left two Fox hosts who are former prosecutors. Their head's kind of spinning here.
There's a split in the legal community. Some say, look, a plea deal was the right call because when you go to a jury, juries are unpredictable. Anything is possible, even in a case like this that seems like it is open and shut. There are others that say prosecutors should never have taken the death penalty off the table. Your thoughts on that?
Well, if there ever was a case worthy of a death penalty conviction, I think murdering, stabbing to death four people would fit that bill here. I can understand where the prosecutors are coming from in that a conviction and a sentence is never guaranteed with a jury. This is an Idaho jury, as you know. This would be not the first time I covered a death penalty trial in Idaho. Chad Daybell was one who was convicted of the death penalty. He didn't even touch most of the victims he was accused of murdering. So I think here it would have been a case where the evidence was beyond a reasonable doubt and a jury would have had no problem convicting him as well as sentencing him to the death penalty. And as a prosecutor, you take in the wishes of the family and what they want here. And a majority, according to Steve Gonsalves, of the families wanted this to go to trial.
Aubrey Gonsalves, the sister, says Brian Koberger facing a life in prison means he will still get to speak, form relationships, and engage with the world. Time and time again, we find ourselves blindsided, unheard, and unsupported. Mm-hmm. Well, she ought to come to South Carolina.
Yeah.
Where we let off a guy who killed not four. No. He was just getting started. He killed seven. Todd Kohlheb, and then bragged to authorities that actually he'd killed more, but then refused to help them in any way to find them. And then we went, oh, cool, here, have some life sentences. That was prosecutor, Seventh Circuit Solicitor Barry Barnett, in the most ridiculous argument against the death penalty I've ever heard. He said, well, that was back when we didn't have a way to execute them because we were still fighting in court. He said, well, you know. Families don't deserve to wait years for justice. So you're just going to take it away up front? And I mean, it is kind of unfair. I mean, look, we have executed some real monsters in this state. And as far as I'm concerned, every Friday at 6 p.m., we could just fire up whatever, take another one out. Thrilled to see them go. But every one of them, Lee, has not been as bad as Todd Kohlheb.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you watch the documentaries on him, what an unbelievable guy. They interview a woman from Arizona who says he raped her. And there's evidence he raped others. In other words, he was operating as a serial rapist before the murder started. No cooperation with authorities. Brags he killed others. Completely unrepentant. And by the way, he is one of the most manipulative psychopaths ever. Because then we hear from prison, he's already manipulated his way into a leadership position that gives him privileges. So, I mean, this guy, and by the way, remember he went to work on Sheriff Chuck Wright? And I said at the time, this guy must be on drugs. He's praying with Kohlheb. And then it turned out Sheriff Wright actually was on drugs. But, I mean, that guy just cut through our legal justice system like a knife. But if you ever read studies of psychopaths, the really talented ones will manipulate judges. I mean, they will manipulate law enforcement. They are unbelievable, and that guy was. And you know what's so crazy about Kohlheb was just the level of premeditation with this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, remember what he was a realtor. And so he would put those boxes on people's homes that he was selling their houses. And he sold a lot of houses. So, I mean, he could just walk right into your home in the middle of the night if he wanted to. Maybe he did. Anyway. So, they think it's bad in Idaho. They ought to check out South Carolina, man. Yeah, wow.
When I heard this, I immediately was thinking about that case.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'm not a fan personally of mandatory sentencing, but this case, as well as the Kohlhepp case, are two cases where the death penalty should never, under any circumstances, been taken off the table.
Off the table, yeah.
This is just, if you listen to the details of what those four victims went through and how they were murdered, I still can't figure out, personally, just listening to this, how four people in one house are knifed, stabbed to death at one time without somehow somebody doing something to stop him. But that aside, four young people, lives taken with a knife by one man, and it was all evidence points to this guy.
Yeah, well,
and
I mean—
I do not see how in the world that the death penalty can be taken off the table for this crime
if he's convicted. Left DNA at the scene, and they had him dead to rights, scoping the place because they have the cell phone data.
Oh, there's cell phone data. There's video of the vehicle that is going by the near the crime scene multiple times. There's somewhat questionable, but some corroborating evidence by another individual that had delivered food to the site. There's just all kind. There was, I think, there was some corroborating evidence from one of the roommates that that was not attacked and saw someone inside the building that resembled the suspect. So there's all kinds of evidence here.
This is an Idaho jury, too. This is not like it's a New York jury where God knows what they'll do, right?
Yeah.
And look, if this was New York, I'd be like, plea deal. Plea deal, slam shut.
You may have a point there.
Yeah, because New York jurors are too stupid to, I mean, clearly, look, I mean, they have elected this moron, some dummy, as their, you know, nominee in their mayoral primary. So, But, you know, Idaho. Okay. Opposite side of this, this is a texter writing in on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Tara, the prosecutor's case was weak. This is just the other side of this, Lisa. I'm going to read it. The police trampled all over the evidence. They tore down the house before the lawyers for the defendant had a chance to examine the crime scene. Okay. Yeah. But he left DNA evidence at the crime scene.
Well, if they did not have a chance to examine the crime scene, it seems to me they weren't making much of an effort to do so because that house was not like torn down the next day.
Mm-hmm. No, it was.
I think about almost, if my memory serves me correctly, which sometimes it doesn't, it was months or maybe a year after the crime before the house was torn down.
Yeah. And remember how bad this was? The blood was seeping out the side of the house and down the foundation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this was brutal.
This was a brutal knife attack by the suspect or whoever killed these people. I mean, this was a horrifically brutal crime. And these, obviously, they bled out to death in this situation. A horrific way to go.
By the way, on Todd Kohlhepp, we have since obviously found a way to do the death sentence. It's a damn shame.
Yeah, I know.
We don't get to force that guy to choose one of three ways to die.
Yep.
That is a shame. Shame on Barry Barnett for that. I mean, he's done a lot of other good stuff, but one of his worst decisions as a prosecutor. I don't know what he was thinking.
I still don't understand that. Yeah, I mean, listen, I understand that these trials are expensive. They take time. There are other crimes where you have victims' concerns as well. But when you have something so horrific where someone is, the body count is that high, that it's just I don't see justice by allowing the individual to continue to live out on, you know, the taxpayer's dollar.
And remember, we found what was going to be his next victim chained around the neck like a dog in that
shipping container
where he was
keeping property in Spartanburg County.
And
he had, one of the things I read recently where he had been making some comments about things he had purchased on Amazon that were used in the crime. One of those included the locks that he bought, and just to paraphrase his review of those locks, you know, bought five strong locks. It won't stop them, but it'll sure slow them down. Old people can't move that quickly. And, you know, sure, if you saw that on a comment section, you would think, oh, yeah, that's just a joke, but he wasn't joking. You know, these psychopaths like to, as my daughter was saying, like to leave clues like that so that they can then mock the authorities. You know, you can't catch me.
And he left multiple comments.
Oh, absolutely.
That wasn't even the only one.
That was one. That was just one of several on items that he actually used committing the crimes. Reviews on Amazon. Not to impugn Amazon. It's just, you know, that was in the comment section.
Texter writes, I'm in sales and I knocked on Todd Kohlhepp's door. Oh. I sell security systems.
Oh, boy.
And he told me he didn't need one, but other people may.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of people knew Kohlhepp. You talk about him because he was a realtor and he was actually a really prolific one. He sold a lot of homes, so he met a lot of people. Hope that guy never gets out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. At least we know Kohlberger will never hurt anyone outside of a prison again. So you know what always makes me nervous about that, though, Lee? I mean, you know, Democrats take control at the national level. All bets are off.
Yeah. I mean, good grief. Look at some of the pardons by Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Or maybe I should say the auto pin.
Well, yeah, the pardons, but also he's got that, but also just who they let in this country. Knew people were wanted by Interpol for child rape, murder, and just let them go at the border. So, I mean, I what they'd be capable of. I mean, that way, this is a party that pledged, and remember they had the billboards along 385 pledged to off the top release 50% of the federal prison population, just off the top. Now, this he's in state prison, but still, it shows you what they could do nationally if they really ever got power. I mean, I would not be surprised if people like Kohlhepp walk.